You're tuned in to Street Beat on CKUT 90.3, featuring the voices of people affected by homelessness and poverty.
When you're asleep, she's standing there with open arms, and one night can last forever.
It's about me, myself, and I struggling on the streets in Montreal, and we got no choice because there's no progress being made. And I'll be damned if I'm going to lower my head on the streets of Montreal because I was a squatter. And I've had it up to here, being knocked down by frickin' society, whoever society thinks they are. Are they social workers, the whole bit? I've gone through this system, and I don't want to be in it anymore.
Not all of us can just jump into a house and get a job. There is a reason that some of us are on the street. And we don't all have the best path behind us. I have PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, which prevents me from actually working with people because I get set off. Panhandling was the easiest thing I could do because I could just shut my mind off to what people said. It's about the only safest thing that you can do without getting charged.
Tomorrow, they'll all have lost their faces, my friends and family, memories of all we had.
Street Beat is a weekly look at surviving on the streets and some of the realities of homelessness, affordable housing, and poverty.
Tell me, where will you wake up? Beyond title, beyond lease, careers and laws, something more than borders on a map.
Tattoos, so we thought it would be a good one. I'm trying to pick themes for when we come, so because usually people sit down and they say, well, I don't know what to talk about.
Okay.
So I'm trying to pick themes in case people want to talk about the theme. You can also talk about whatever you want. But noticing that, like, pretty much everybody here has tattoos, we don't even ask people, so do you want to talk about your tattoos or tell us anything about that?
Well, my tattoos are more a symbol more than anything. It's more what represents what my life a bit. I used to do tattoos when I was in therapy. And since then, what are people more interested about is, like here, it's more of a darker side stuff. Like you see, like there's people that will have Nightmare Before Christmas, whatever. You'll see sometimes whatever you can see what's dark, like a spider web, or you could see skulls, stuff like that. But I guess it's more of a symbol more than anything. Some people will have tattoos on them because they wanted to experience, but they had a bad tattoo designer. And some would have tattoos because it all depends, because they were drunk, you know. So I guess, like tattoos are just a symbol of what you represent. What you wear, what you are, is what you represent, right? So.
Do you want to talk about yours?
Mine, it's kind of a ghost with a rest in peace, because a lot of people died around my tree, like, let's say. So I tattooed rest in peace and the ghost, just for the fun of it, because I like ghosts.
Is it covering a different one?
No, not at all. It's because the thing is, I tried to draw on it.
Oh, I see.
Like, to put a bit of color.
Okay.
But it was too hard, so I said, never mind. I just preferred black instead.
Also, your music got a lot more metal.
Oh, yeah.
Last time I heard it. Yeah,
well, I think it sounds like the 60s more than anything. like, you know, like with Jimmy, Jimi Hendrix, like, yeah, a bit. But I have soft songs, I have a bit of everything I do.
But some people say that Jimi Hendrix is one of the pioneers of metal.
Yeah, well...
Some people attribute it to him and, like, Cream. And
even
like
Beethoven was was a guy from the metal, because if you look at it, it's a creation today with new sounds, new samples, whatever you can find. So, I guess, like, today we even have dubstep, that's new metal technology, you know, like, today you have all kinds of different sounds and samples to do with today.
Do you think that people's tattoos reflect their taste in music sometimes?
Yeah, it could, yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, or it's smart in the heart. Like, I was a fan of Ozzy, Marilyn Manson, and stuff like that. And sometimes I wonder if it could be something you could tattoo. It depends. But it's more of a replica, a symbol of what we represent more than anything. Like, if somebody loves God, for example, he'll tattoo something out of God. If we're all different people, they all have their techniques, and they all have their different passion. All depends on what you go.
So, how close are you to releasing your album?
Not a lot.
Last time, not a lot.
I tried doing an album, but it was hard because doesn't stop screwing around with it a bit.
Like, yeah.
I'm turning with the clock, so.
But you know, you can also just publish it on the internet.
Yeah, true. But I tried, and I'm still having a hard time. I'm not good with technology at all. I'm good creating because I love sound, but I don't love messing around with technology.
Okay. Too bad, because you sound great.
Oh yeah. Well, I wish I could, but now I have a manager that will maybe publish shit on YouTube. I just have to find a way to put it in the internet.
But you have to finish it first, too. You have to finish the album first, also.
Well, the album is already done.
Oh.
The only thing what there's left to do is to put it in the internet, but I don't know how yet, so I'll find a way. And now, like, I went to a different genre, but there's, I guess it's because I'm open-minded to anything. I love, I love metal, I love techno, I love, there's everything.
Yeah.
As long as it sounds good in my ears and it has a good sound with it, I'm okay with that. So.
Thanks for talking to us.
Oh, pleasure.
Yeah. We'll check in with you next time, I guess, see where you're at.
Yeah, sure.
Fait que c'est quoi qu'on dit sur ça? L'origine du tatou, dans le fond?
Comment?
Du pourquoi,
si tu veux nous dire c'est quoi, qu'est-ce que ça...
Dans le fond, je me suis fait tatouer un fer à cheval avec une fleur de lys, parce que mon oncle est décédé, puis je voulais y apporter la chance.
Alright.
Et la fleur de lys, lui, c'était son dessin préféré, t'en avais partout dans sa maison, une là, fait que j'ai fait ça pour y apporter de la chance, dans le fond, c'est ça.
C'est
je suis supposé te faire marquer, je me souviens original, mais j'ai peur des aiguilles, fait que...
Tu l'as eu comment d'abord,
pour faire
tatouer?
J'ai eu ça à la brosse.
Ok, ouais.
Ah, j'ai viré une brosse, puis après ça, j'étais voir mon chum, j'ai dit « Sors ta machine, on va me tatouer », puis c'est de même ça s'est passé. J'ai vraiment la phobie des aiguilles. Ma blonde doit m'apporter au CLSC pour que je fasse mes prises de sang, puis me tenir la main, parce que sinon je me sauve, là. Mais j'étais faire ça pour mon oncle. Fait que ce tatou-là, ça représente mon oncle, dans le fond.
C'est cool. Mais tu vas le laisser de même, tu vas pas le finir.
Peut-être sur un autre brosse.
As-tu des piercings aussi?
Non. Non, j'ai vraiment peur des aiguilles. C'est vraiment la seule chose que j'ai faite. C'est parce que ça avait vraiment une signification. C'était pour mon oncle qui est décédé. Ouais. Cette personne-là, il me représentait mon père. Dans le fond, mon père, on s'est toujours battu. Puis ça a été mon oncle qui m'a élevé. Puis qu'il a été toujours là pour moi. Dans le fond.
Ouais. C'est pour ça que j'ai des piercings, mais j'ai pas de tatouages, parce que je trouve que piercing, c'est vite, tu sais.
Oh, ouais. Deux heures et demie, j'étais malade. Ouais, j'en ai vomi tellement que j'ai peur des aiguilles, là. J'ai dit au gars, arrête, faut que j'aille aux toilettes. Le gars, il me regarde, de quoi tu parles? Je vais être malade, man. J'ai peur de tes astuces d'aiguilles. OK, vas-y. Ça a été 4 heures pour faire un tatou d'une heure. Ça, c'est 1 heure, techniquement. 4 heures.
Parce que tu prenais des breaks.
J'avais trop peur. Oublie ça, là. Ça m'a arrêté, la peur. Mais c'est ça, là.
Alright. Cool.
Fait que c'est ça que j'avais à dire.
Mais c'est génial, merci.
C'est cool.
Bonjour.
Alors, on parle aujourd'hui parce qu'on essaie d'avoir les thèmes à chaque fois.
Oui, tranquille.
Oui, aujourd'hui, on parle soit des tatouages.
Ah oh ouais?
Plusieurs personnes ont des tatouages. On veut parler un peu de ce que ça représente.
Oui, inclus moi aussi.
Oui, OK. En as-tu?
Oui, j'en ai 4.
OK. Ouais. Est-ce que tu peux nous dire un peu c'est quoi et pourquoi tu les as eus?
Oui, ça fait mal. Tout ça, la vie, c'est lent et tout ça.
Ouais.
Mais c'est bon.
Ouais.
Tout ça, c'est bon.
Qu'est-ce que ça représente pour toi, le tatouage,
peut-être? Ça représente toutes les affaires qu'il y a dans la vie.
Okay.
Ça dépend des symboles.
Okay.
Tous les symboles sont bons. Tous les symboles ne sont pas bons.
Tous les symboles sont bons et ne sont pas bons.
C'est ça.
Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire?
Seulement la personne peut le savoir.
Yeah. All right. On peut aussi parler de n'importe quoi d'autre.
N'importe quoi?
Ouais. Comment, par exemple, le fait qu'il commence à faire beau change qu'est-ce que les gens font, tu sais?
Ouais, ça change beaucoup, hein?
Ouais.
C'est tranquille.
Ouais, on est bien. On n'est pas obligé
comme
de
faire. Hein? Des fois, c'est pas tranquille.
Tu veux dire?
Ben, la rue, là.
OK.
C'est pas tranquille.
Pas toujours.
Mais c'est toujours tranquille.
Yeah.
Right.
C'est fini?
À moins que tu aies d'autres choses à dire.
Non.
Vive le Pops!
All right.